The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small presenting Stranded in Paradise from the book by John Dix. In this show, you'll be hearing stories and songs from the history of New Zealand rock and roll from 1955 through to 1988.
Kia ora, this is John Dix. I'm the author of Stranded in Paradise, and you're listening to Fresh FM. Watch out, young love.
Welcome back to Stranded in Paradise. I'm Chrissy Small, and that was Out on the Street by one of my favourite New Zealand bands, Space Waltz. In this episode, number 63, we look at the rise of the new independent labels. Notwithstanding, there was always Kiwi Pacific Records out there in the background, which was owned and run by Tony Verko, who took it on from Reed Pacific Publishing. I know this because I once worked for Tony many years ago in Wellington. And Wellington in the early 80s was by no means dominated by serious-minded alternative bands. The Mockers, despite the punky roots, was very much a pop band, and there was soul from the Rodents and the successors, the Hulamin, and even a bit of heavy metal from Rose Bouquet. There was a lot going down and quite a bit of recording too, resulting in several DIY outfits. Wellington's first new independent proper label, though, was Bunk Records, started in September 1980 by Mike Alexander, record store assistant and sometime rock journalist. Bunk lasted less than 12 months, but managed a number of releases from the likes of Beat Rhythm Fashion, Mockers Protons, Steroids, Dunedin's Knobs, Christchurch's Spaces, and others. When it ground to a halt in August 1981, record store owner Jim Moss decided that he would have a go. The result was J-Rem, whom I also happened to work for while working for Kiwi Pacific Records, selling J-Rem's catalogue. But unlike most independent record companies from the beginning, J-Rem had designs on building up an efficient distribution system with ex-Polygram employee John Mowat as an offsider. Moss set about establishing his own network, and with some success. First release in May 1982 was a mini album by Shadow Fax. In the coming years, J-Rem proved itself to be a prolific and eclectic label, with releases from, amongst others, Body Electric, The Neighbours, which featured Trudy Green, Sam Ford and Rick Bryant, Unrestful Movements, Hammond Gamble, Sam Hunt, Jive Bombers, again, that was a band I once worked in with Rick Bryant, they were his, that was Rick Bryant's band, and Freudian Slips, and along the way became renowned as compilation album experts.
Electrodes. music, rhythmic feedback noise from electrodes.
Electrodes!
And that was the Body Electric song, Pulsing. And, of course, one of the members of the two is Alan Jansen, well known for his production and his co-write of How Bizarre, an international hit for him and OMC.
Get your mind.
And that was Rick Bryant and the Jive Bombers, Too Funky In Here, live at Main Street in 1984. Rick himself was a prolific songwriter and released a few albums of the Jive Bombers himself. And if you're lucky enough to have one of his albums on tape, then certainly keep it, because they're rare as hen's teeth. And that was from the all-girl punk group Freudian Slips, Deviants, released in 1985 on J-Rem. J-Rem proved independent labels could survive with considerable success without relying on the major record companies. It is, however, a label without any formulated musical policy. Pick up a J-Rem record and you're just as likely to hear mainstream rock, electro-pop or more experimental sounds, much like the multinationals, really. That's one accusation you could never level at New Zealand's undisputed number one indie label, Flying Nun. Now, this next chapter, the sounds of the South. The ultimate garage band, low-tech record company Flying Nun's achievements are second to none in New Zealand recording history. Much maligned, its success has been a cause of concern to many of its detractors. No other record company, multinational or independent, has sent more local recordings into the charts in the 80s. Christchurch's healthy punk scene of the late 1970s failed to attract a national audience. Individual musicians, notably Toy Love's Paul Keane and Jane Walker made their mark, and Dick Driver, the erstwhile Johnny Abbott, front pop mechanics, the city's major export of the early 80s, but not one band came forward to grab Kiwi Rock by the short and curlies. The Androids gave it a shot, but chaotic performances gave the group little more than a cult following in its hometown, much less further afield. To the larger New Zealand audience, Christchurch was renowned as the birthplace of pop mechanics, the News and the Narcs. Turn of the decade bands like the Newtones, Vacuums, Voxels got through on parochial support only, and throughout 1980, Christchurch's self-contained scene developed unperturbed by the lack of national recognition. That was The Narcs with Diamonds on China from the album The Great Divide.
Rajos, Mark Mullen, Jimmy, and Stein at the bottom of me. Simeon Fool.
And that was Swimming Pool by Toy Love, of course featuring Chris Knox. Like Wellington, Christchurch suffered a dire shortage of venues, and their underground band shared a tendency to be rather serious-minded. The difference between the two cities, though, was in the number of genuinely talented outfits. There may have been a certain roughness to Christchurch's alternative groups, but unlike those in the capital, fewer hid any shortcomings behind an arty anti-music stance. The Velvet Underground may have been the seminal influence, but as the decade wore on, more and more Christchurch bands found solace in that swear word of yesteryear, pop music. This was Toy Love's legacy. By mid-1981, the original punk bands had all disbanded, although musicians such as Alan Park, Mark Brooks and Tony Peake continued to have influence. A new breed of alternative Christchurch group had surfaced. Groups like Balloon, DSI, mainly Spaniards and Pin Group, Playthings and Volkswagens. There was still a shortage of venues, but an audience with no interest in the news. Narc's brand of predictable covers had emerged. A member of that audience was Roger Shepherd, manager of the Record Factory store. It was time, he reckoned, to get some of these bands on vinyl. In April 81, word went round Christchurch that young Shepherd was threatening to form his own record company. He had nothing definite lined up, but he did have a name for the label, Flying Nun. There had, by this time, already been a considerable amount of low-key recordings in Christchurch basements, bedrooms and bathrooms. Toy Love's Paul Keane flitted from gig to gig with the four-track, and in particular demand was Arnold Van Bussel of Night Shift Studios. Setting up an eight-track in his front lounge, Van Bussel was to play an important role in the Flying Nun story. Between them, Keane and Van Bussel, responsible for a handful of DIY releases by the Gordons, New Tones and Playthings.
Thank you.
And that was the Gordons with Spick and Span. Formed in March 1980, the Gordons was guitarist Alistair Parker, bassist John Halvorsen, and drummer Brent McLaughlin. A heads-down, no-nonsense sonic assault outfit. Few bands have used volume so effectively. Fortunately for eardrums everywhere, their live performances were rare, but in Christchurch at least, always well attended. In November 1980, the Gordons unleashed their DIY Future Shock Pure White Noise. Only the brave bought it, but the Gordons followed through with periodic releases, including an album on Flying Nun. The Newtones was a second or even third generation band. Bassist Mark Brooks and guitarist Tony Peake had played in such groups as The Vandals and Vauxhalls, Aliens and Street of Flowers. Drummer was Graham van der Kolk. Formed in mid-1980, the Newtones provided new wave for the Propellers class of 81 and followed through with two DIY releases, Paint the Town Red and My World.
Thank you.
first single made a dubious impact when it entered the national charts at number 13 and then disappeared altogether. Obviously, every Newtowns fan bought their copy in the first week of release. More interesting than either the Gordons or Newtowns was the Playthings, if only for launching the career of Jay Clarkson. Clarkson had earlier played with the City Slits and the all-female punk band, also featuring Jane Walker, brought to Auckland by nightclub owner Johnny Tabler in 1978. Despite a concerted graffiti campaign, the group didn't last long up north, and their main claim to fame was the inspiration for Citizens Band's City Slicks track on the Just Drove Through Town album. In 1980, back in Christchurch, Clarkson joined forces with guitarist Janine Sandercock, bassist Nick Strong, and drummer Dave Tuland to form the Playthings. After numerous lineup reshuffles, splits, and reformations, the Playthings called it a day in February 1982. Paul Keane was in the final lineup. The Playthings released two DIY singles before they split, Coloured and a three-song release headed by Bird's Eye View, a major gem and the first final indication of Clarkson's exceptional talent.
Not so much oblivious as wanting to sidestep my brain.
That was Coloured, a track by The Playthings. Roger Shepherd was keen to exploit this homegrown scene, although, in fact, Flying Nun's first release came not from a Christchurch band, but from Dunedin's Clean. Recorded by Van Brussel for a cost of just $50, the Clean's Tally Ho hit record stores in August 81, peaking in the charts at 19. It was followed shortly after by the Pin Group's Ambivalence, which saw 1 week of chart action at number 36. Flying Nun's motivation, though, was not to assault the pop charts, merely to make available local recordings for a minority audience. Month by month, that minority audience grew.
Yesterday's another day.
And the first track there was The Clean with their tune Tally Ho, followed by Pin Group's Ambivalence. And that concludes this week's episode of Stranded in Paradise. And we will continue talking about Flying Nun in the following episode in a fortnight's time. Thanks for joining us here on Fresh FM, Top of the South. I'm Chrissy Small, coming to you from the Motueka studio.
Kia ora, this is John Dix. I'm the author of Stranded in Paradise, and you're listening to Fresh FM.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.